Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. The Super Bowl will be played in Tampa on Sunday, as many of you know, and a group of Boston University researchers has gathered there in advance of the game. They are announcing findings of an investigation into brain injury in one former NFL player that is part of a still controversial body of evidence that may link professional football to brain damage. Dr. Robert Stern, an associate professor of neurology at Boston University, has joined us to explain his report. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So what are your most significant findings?
Well, I guess the most significant finding is that we have now found the sixth out of six retired NFL players who died prematurely, whose brains were studied for this disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And we found chronic traumatic encephalopathy in this six out of six player, which means all of the players who have been studied over the age of 35, between 35 and 50, have shown evidence, significant evidence, of this degenerative disease that eventually would cause dementia in these individuals.
Couldn't it be linked to other factors?
Well, this disease is a very specific, unique disease that's diagnosed only under a microscope after the person passes away. And it is has a unique footprint in the brain that shows that it is indeed chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And as the name of the disease infers, it is caused by repetitive trauma. That's not really controversial. This has been known since the 1920s with boxers who had dementia pugilistica, an older term, and it's the exact same thing. It's a progressive degenerative disease of the brain that's caused by repetitive blows to the head.
So it's just by the mere nature of the game as opposed to anything that could be done to help protect players better, perhaps?
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know what puts people at greater risk for getting it. You know, not everyone who plays football is going to get this brain disease. We know that. We hope that there are ways that we can truly prevent this, because it's really only the only preventable cause of dementia that we know of.
And do you know what has the NFL done to investigate this link?
Well, the NFL, for a while, has had something called a mild traumatic brain injury committee that initially was doing some very nice work on return to play by trying to figure out whether football players, if they had a concussion during a game, should return to play that game or wait out, and they developed ways of doing neuropsychological testing before the season to be able to see how impaired someone might be on the field or after they play.
They've taken a lot of criticism, though, actually, haven't they, for not setting out a better system?
Well, what they've taken criticism for is not taking the actual relationship seriously between repetitive head trauma and a later disease. They, I think, you know, understand that they can do things about concussion, but they haven't taken it seriously enough to say we've got to prevent people from getting ill later in life. I think one of the things that's problematic is that they're feeling that it's the NFL that might cause this disease, and therefore you know, they need to protect themselves by saying it doesn't exist.
So this obviously is going to help further that discussion. Dr. Robert Stern, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Robert Stern is Associate Professor of Neurology at Boston University.